Hood Audio presents Virgo, the Word Maker, Eve's Heartbreak, written by Alfonso Taylor, performed by Kevin McCormick and Rashida Kamaria, introducing Eve.
Well, here we are again. This time, I'm somewhat happy with a new breed of emotions. It's been quite successful phases, from good, evil, to sexual. Still, I never thought in a million years I could experience at this moment of my life my first heartbreak. The feeling is genuine, given the side of me, too emotional. I remember during my senior year of college, I was taking literary and advanced writing too. We just got finished reading short plays and were starting poetry. One night in class, a classmate asked my favorite English teacher, Dr. Williams, of her definition of a poet. Actually, I was defining myself like when a superhero first receives powers from the beginning of a dramatic event. Dr. Williams said, "A poet comes across as a rhyme genius, an extraordinary writer, or word maker." A word maker. A word maker.
A word maker. Since then, the name stood with me. I just needed to link it with something so it could have its unique sound. I already knew it was going to be for an upcoming book. I was always interested in astrology and how it relates to my existence. Soon, I would become so fascinated with my magnificent zodiac sign, the Virgo. Virgo, the Virgin, an earth and feminine sign, is the sixth sign of the tropical constellation. The sun shines in Virgo between August 23rd and September 22nd, though it can change depending on the year. The Virgo appears to be a delicate girl or older female holding sheaves of wheat, which symbolizes wisdom garnered in the fields of experience. As the true virgin, most Virgos are shy and perfectionist, like a virgin waiting to give herself to the pure lover. Also, Virgos are idealistic and ruled by planet Mercury. Failure can harden me into a cynic. I'm my own worst critic on the effect of discriminating nature. I have a tendency to present cleanliness, hygiene, and great order. Sometimes I feel shielded towards friendships and relationships because I'm not that trustworthy of others. I can lack in some things and make up for them in other alternatives. It takes a lot to make me upset, and when I am, I can have a sharp tongue.
The most known characteristics of Virgos: we're freaks in bed, like to be dominant, unforgettable, always want the last word, make good partners and parents, have a strong eye for information, worrisome, intellectual, and affectionate. Somebody loves a Virgo right now. Also, Virgos make good fashion designers, editors, writers, and more. We're more compatible with Pisces, Taurus, and Capricorns. We're less compatible with Aries, Libras, and Aquarius. And in my case, Sagittarius.
I was born September 13th, 1983, in Southeast Washington, D.C., also known as Capital City. Although I get fed up on the quarrel that goes on in my hometown, I'll always love D.C. because I've worked hard to strengthen my art. I can now say I'm an incredible and professional word maker. Before I started penning books, I used to try and be a rapper, having freestyle sessions, which are called ciphers. I'm not really a people's person, so I believe I stand out amongst others because I'm different in my own unique style. Having a percent of arrogance is my motivation against negativity falling at me.
I don't have to prove myself to no one. Competing with or hating another human being has never been my strategy, as it's a dumb rat race. I'm sick of the job hunting and working for folks to be stable. Soon, I'm giving myself before or at the age of 30 to finally get stuff on the right track. to go in business for myself and work for me. You need a job? If it's a miracle, I would like to share my success with the woman of my dreams for the rest of my life. Just settle down, raise, and have a clan.
Most women I wanted to get serious with, or we were like that, wasn't on the same page. It goes for some of the ones I just meet, too. I'm always put on some wait list until a breakup. That explains why my chest hurts, feeling like an icebox. I'm chilly. I'm a Virgo who once thought I found the perfect woman for me, but was mistaken. A lot of men are not into thick, voluptuous ladies, but I'm attracted to and am crazy about fat women. When I get my erotic drive back in full boost, I want to ignite that seductive temperature between me and a sexy, sophisticated woman. Then, we make love over and over again in the afterglow. I enjoy food so much, like I do women and sex. I had to write about what makes me hungry. I'm only 25, and sometimes I feel like I should be 50. Since I was a kid, I have had the genre of an old man. I'm the oldest and firstborn, with a sibling who has the same month and day of my birthday, 5 years apart. When I rest from a day of progress, I sometimes have spirits in my sleep because I'm clouded with ideas ahead. Every now and then, I have to redeem myself to see where I've been, where I'm at now, and where I'm going. Overcoming so many obstacles in my path, and I'm still vigorous, I'll always have tears of triumph at a given notice.
Eve is the virgin, female representation of the author of this book. Because Alfonso has a sudden heartbreak, she shares his same sympathy. She can't take it anymore and wants to voice her truth of what makes her tick. Eve, her name is Three, absolute characteristics of him as a Virgo. Get ready to meet Eve. Please enjoy.